Welcome to the Complete Test Preparation Blog. Visit us online at www.test-preparation.ca.
Learning how to study. Most students have no idea how to study effectively. Many teachers focus on getting good test scores, and understandably so, without focusing on teaching the basics of study skills. The result is that the students either don't study, or spend hours studying with poor results, or study at the last minute and burn out. Here are some techniques that have been successfully utilized by middle school and intermediate school students to study and prepare for tests. First, get organized. Keep your study materials well organized. Use a separate folder to keep materials for each subject. Papers, assignments, homework, reports, and anything that needs to be submitted should be kept on one side of their folder. The other side can contain handouts, test results, corrected or returned homework, and the likes. Learn to keep all papers and items used for the subject in the folder until you complete the semester and are through with the subject. This way it is always easy to access any paper when needed. Tips on creating a productive study area. How to make a study plan. Some teachers do not have a study guide prepared, so ask for areas to read and material covered by the test. Most teachers will either tell you what you need to read or know to pass the test. Be sure to take notes. Often teachers will hand out a summary of what is on the test. For math students, make sure that you practice with the math problems at the end of each chapter. Also practice with the sample tests in your math textbook. Your ability to solve the problems found in your textbook simply means that you are prepared for the test. How to study math. Math students should also take time to revise their homework. Study and redo those math problems that you failed before. Understand the questions and correct your mistakes. If required, ask your teacher or someone else to put you through the problems that you can't do on your own. Science and social studies textbooks usually have questions at the end of study units or chapters. Many teachers include either the exact questions from the textbooks, or very similar questions on the tests. Even if the exact questions do not come up on the test, you will know your stuff. More on how to study from textbooks. Organizing, reviewing, and rewriting your class notes are effective ways of implanting information into memory. Check your past notes and check for ways that you can rewrite or reorganize them to make better sense and sound better. Once you have summarized your notes, summarize the summary. How to study from your notes. You can also rewrite and reorganize your handouts and other study materials received from teachers. The material found in your handout must be important for the teacher to include it. That means you need to identify key areas in the handouts and learn them. Rewrite and summarize important ideas from the handouts to keep them in your memory. Know and understand the words and vocabulary related with the subject. As you study and attend classes, you learn new words, vocabulary, ideas, concepts, and even people. You need to learn the meaning to understand the subject. Skipping words, people, or concepts that you don't understand will come back to haunt you. Often textbooks have a glossary. Make sure you use it. Study skills checklist. Studying with flashcards. Flashcards are one of the most effective study tools. Tips for using flashcards. On one side of the card, write down a word, and on the other side, write down the definition of the word. For example, you can write down the word noun on a side of the card and then write its definition, name of a person, animal, place, or thing, on the other side. Call out the word noun and then turn the card and read out name of a person, animal, place, or thing. Repeat this over and over, and soon you can say out the definition of the word without using the card. After going through all the flashcards you prepared, you can then go over the cards again on the reverse. Instead of first calling out the word, you read the definition and try to remember the word on the other side. Call out the words, as this helps learning and memory, auditory learning. It also helps to move around as you make use of the cards. Kinesthetic learning, as this gets your body involved and helps learning too. You may look silly as you study with flashcards, but you can be sure that your grades would be pretty. After learning with the flashcards yourself, you can get a friend or parent to test you with the cards. This way you would memorize all the word and definitions on the cards. Complete guide to flashcards. Tips on using folded paper to study. All ages of students use this method right up to graduate school. Tips for using folded paper. Fold a piece of paper in half. You can use a regular binder paper. On one side write down the words and on the other side write down the definition of the word. The folded paper method is a variation of flashcards. By flipping the paper you could see the word and then the definition. The routine is to read out the word, flip the folded paper and then read out the definition and try to memorize it. This method is a great way to memorize important definitions a few days before your test. Apart from doing your usual homework and assignments, you need to take about 30 minutes to study with flashcards or folded paper. Start early and avoid cramming. You can aim to memorize a few words each day and gradually memorize more words as you keep at it. This method allows you to keep up with regular activities and homework and won't put the student under pressure. Remember, the best way to study is the one that works for you. Experiment and try different methods and find the one that you are comfortable with. One thing you should do for sure is find your learning style. That will make you more efficient than anything. Just before the test, it is helpful to review your notes and go through your folded paper or flashcards. Read the material aloud to commit to memory and stay relaxed and confident.
Thanks for listening. Visit us online at www.test-preparation.ca.